Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. After hours of heated discussion, European leaders have agreed to take in tens of thousands of migrants who've arrived in the EU, but only on a voluntary basis. More than 150,000 migrants have attempted to enter the EU this year. Damien Grammaticus in Brussels has more.
The leaders argued until well after 2 a.m. about how to deal with
Hello,
the migrant crisis in the Mediterranean. France's president said there'd been moments of tension.
Eventually,
Europe's nations all agreed they will help by taking in 40,000 asylum seekers from Italy and Greece, along with 20,000 others from outside the EU. Hungary, which has seen thousands of migrants cross its border by land, and Bulgaria, one of the EU's poorest countries, have both been granted exemptions. The UK has an opt-out which it's using, while nations in Eastern Europe refuse to accept set quotas, so the scheme will only be voluntary.
Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi expressed disappointment at the small numbers involved, but said that there was an agreement at all, that there was an agreement at all was a sign of progress.
As you know, the agreement is not entirely defined at the end of the first day, an agreement that could be much more ambitious. It mentions 40,000 persons, but it is a first step to say that finally there is a European policy rather than the policy of one single state.
The Greek debt crisis was also on the agenda in Brussels after Athens and its international creditors again failed to agree on measures to prevent a default. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel said a meeting of Eurozone ministers on Saturday would be decisive in finding a solution. She said government leaders couldn't intervene in negotiations with the creditors and there was no new money available. Reports are coming in of an attack on an African Union base in Somalia. Military sources say a suicide car bomber drove at speed into the main gates of the base in Ligo along the main road connecting the capital Mogadishu and Baidoa. They say dozens of Al-Shabaab fighters are involved. The BBC's Mohamed Malimo in Mogadishu has been speaking to eyewitnesses.
So they say a suicide car first of all hit the gate of the army base and then heavy shooting has erupted. They say in a few moments the peaceful dawn turned into violent thunderstorm and now the situation is tense and still shooting is going on there according to the resident.
The International Crisis Group has warned that Western counter-terrorism policies in the Sahel region of North Africa are failing. The Brussels-based campaign group condemned the tendency to label non-violent Islamists as potential jihadists. It said youngsters in Niger, Chad and Libya, with little access to education or jobs, saw migration or Islamism as their only future. It said donors should tie development aid to improved governments instead of counter-terrorist measures. BBC News. 9 people in northern Nigeria have been sentenced to death for blasphemy. The verdict was handed down by an Islamic court in the state of Kano, which met in secret. The defendants are thought to include one woman. The head of the religious police in Kano told the BBC they had pleaded guilty. Funerals have been held for 2 of the 9 African Americans shot dead by a white gunman in a church in Charleston, South Carolina. Police officers stood guard as mourners remembered Charonda Singleton and Ethel Lance. Later today, President Obama will deliver a eulogy at the funeral of the church's pastor, Clementa Pinckney, who was also a state senator. Queen Elizabeth will visit the site of the former concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen on the final day of a state visit to Germany. The camp where the teenage diarist Anne Frank died of typhus now serves as a memorial to those who died at the hands of the Nazis. Before visiting the camp, the Queen will view the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin. Peter Hunt reports.
These are two potent reminders of Germany's past. The Prussian-built Brandenburg Gate, which came to symbolise the country's Cold War division, and Bergen-Belsen, where tens of thousands of people were killed during the Holocaust and tens of thousands more died from disease after they'd been liberated by British soldiers. During what's being described as a personal and reflective visit, the Queen will lay a wreath, visit Anne Frank's grave and meet a small group of survivors and liberators.
The U.S. Spanish-language television network Univision says it's cutting ties with the billionaire businessman Donald Trump and dropping its coverage of the Miss USA beauty pageant, a business that he part-owns. It said the move follows disparaging remarks made by Mr. Trump about Mexican immigrants. In a speech announcing his candidacy for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination last week, Mr. Trump said Mexicans brought drugs and crime into the U.S. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。